When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Okay, this is from Anne, for Anonymous. Mm. She says, attention group therapy listeners, help!
Okay.
If I don't share the secret and get some advice, I'm going to blow, LOL. My husband has a friend he works with. They've known each other for years, went to high school together, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is also married. The problem is, he cheats on his wife, has cheated on his wife frequently, and she knows about it.
All right.
She finds out every single time.
Okay.
Always a standard by text, Facebook messages. He's even drunkenly hit on me, sent me inappropriate messages on Facebook several times.
All right.
Back in September, he cheated on his wife again, only this time with her sister.
Keeping it in the family. Got it.
And this time it was in their home.
Okay.
She just walked right in again. She continues to stay with him.
Okay.
But she's so unbelievably controlling of him, rightfully so, but it's to the point where my husband's getting tired of hearing the drama, having to deal with it every day because she will literally call him every 20 minutes to make sure he's at work, who he's working with, will tell her husband to have my husband say something over the phone so she can hear him and verify it's him he's working with.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's so absolutely ridiculous and uncalled for, and my husband's getting fed up because it's obviously interfering with him working, too. So I'm just really needing to use your show to tell him or her or both of them, dude, you're not happy because you keep cheating. She's not happy because she constantly can't trust you. And we're not happy because it's a problem for the people surrounding you. It has nothing to do with.
Mm.
Please, 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 I'm begging y'all who listen. Let's talk some common sense into them because I'm tired of dealing with it.
Okay. I don't know if you can.
Can what?
I don't know if you can talk common sense into that. Like, it's.
It seems to be this never-ending cycle that they are trapped in and can't seem to either not want to get out, can't get out, don't know.
I mean, but man, this has everything, you know, cheating,
all the things, yeah,
work drama, relationship drama, all of that.
Sure.
So I don't know. How would you approach this if this were you or your husband or partner in this situation? Would you say something to the husband, the coworker, or would you try to get in touch with the wife? Would you stay out of it?
See, here's the thing. It looks like they're just coworkers, so that I don't think this is his boss.
Right, right.
So do you just go to HR and just be like, listen.
Hey, this is
starting to intrude on my work.
This extracurricular activity is now creeping its way into the workplace and it's making me unproductive because I have to deal with it.
Yes.
Maybe that's the way to go.
Maybe that's the way to do it. If they are equals in the workplace, I could see that it's an even more complicated situation if we're talking about the boss is doing this and the boss's wife.
Yeah.
But that's not indicated here. So if it's just a coworker, I know you don't want to like throw anybody under the bus and possibly jeopardize their job or anything, but this is getting to the point where it is affecting your ability to work. And that's not going to reflect well on you if you start getting called out for not being productive.
If someone from HR could like let us know how you would approach this, that would be great. 502-795-1997. That is our number, group therapy here on 99.7 DJX. Group therapy. Let me try to wrap this up in a neat little bow. Anne's husband, Anne is a listener of ours, her husband's coworker, cheating on his wife. He's tired of dealing with all the drama, the phone calls, the disruptions, getting him involved in the drama. How does she get them to stop so her husband can get some work done? That's kind of the gist as to what we're going with, right?
Yeah, it just sounds like a toxic relationship, and neither one of them, like, she keeps cheating, you know, finding him cheating, and he just keeps cheating, and now it's just, how do you get them to realize you are not good together?
We got a text from Nicole who says, they're friends, right? Been friends since high school? Well, plan a dinner all together and call them out. Add some spice, invite the side chick.
Oh, wow.
You mean the sister?
Side chick. The sister, yes, God. The sister, oh my gosh. Just kind of glossed over that fact that the sister is now involved keeping in the family.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of people who are just like, hey, stay in your own lane. None of your business what they do with their marriage.
Well, but this is now in their lane, though, when it's affecting them on the job.
Yeah.
Yes, it's like having to put, you know, Ann's husband on the phone to prove that the dude is
that's
at
crazy.
Work. That's the problem.
Andrew, the love doctor, calls our show all the time.
Oh, my gosh.
By the way, but before we get your take on this, I had some people ask, is Andrew, the love doctor, a real doctor or a therapist? And I was like, I don't think so. He just has advice.
Great advice. And so we call him an expert.
They are correct. I am not a real doctor or therapist,
but
I have had a ton of life and relationship experiences, which makes me
good enough for us.
All right. So how, like, I guess, what's your take on this?
Oh, my gosh. It's a train wreck. Here's what needs to happen. Her friend, Ann, Anonymous, they need to get her husband, the other couple, all together and say, look, this has got to stop. You're not happy. He's not happy. You guys need to figure it out. But it's affecting our life and our relationship with each other. Figure it out or don't contact us. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want you talking about it. I don't want to know about it, number one. Number two, this woman that's let him cheat for all this time.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's got to go. There's a problem somewhere way down the line. He's not going to be faithful. And it's not, you don't know what's going on in their marriage. Everybody's different, right? But she and him have to figure that out, whether it's divorce, whether it's separation, whether it's actual real therapy from a real doctor. But no, as far as it being an issue with her and her husband, no, they've got to tell them, look, we're done. We're done. Don't talk to us. I don't want to know if you're cheating. I don't want to find nothing. Period. The end. Don't even call me. Nothing. They've got to let that go. They've got to be done with that.
Yeah, I think he's just got to say, listen, I'm going to turn you into HR if you guys don't get a handle on this, because this could jeopardize both of our jobs. So you got to get a handle on it.
Yeah. Thank you, Andrew, the love doctor. I will say that we did get a message from Ann who said there is no HR. So.
Oh, there's no HR?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. So the guy's uncle is the boss, and so not much can be done as far as involving the employer.
Oh, man. Dang. Okay, so now we're just going to have to just go straight to the source. And I like the idea of just invite, if they've been friends for a long time, invite them out to dinner and say, listen, this has got to stop, because now you're sucking us into it, and we don't want to be a part of it.
See,
so you either figure it out.
Uh-huh.
Or you guys need to call it quits, because it's not working. The cycle is not working.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. I think that's probably the way to go with it.
Brooke is saying that kind of the similar things. I think the next time the wife wants the coworker to say something to verify he's working with him, he should say, this is the last time I'm doing this. I don't want to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
And then say that to both of them. Maybe they will take the hint to not put him in that position anymore. And at that point, he could distance himself from it. You know, if the husband hangs up, tries talking about it, he could say, nope, not getting involved.
Yeah, and you can just, you know, sit back and watch it burn.
Yep.
Because
it's gonna burn.
I was going to say, you know, it's not you. So, hey, that's fine.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, good luck with that. I hope we helped a little bit, maybe.
Hopefully the message gets to the ears it was intended for.
There you go. That is group therapy.